I'm a truly blessed addict, recovering from the disease of addiction, and my name is Rick.
Amen.
Thank you, G. G, I thank you. You got to be real close with God to call him G.
Come on.
Before I ask God for anything, I thank God for everything. And I need to read this. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there's not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, there is the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside of the LA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to help support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know those like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience-driven hope of recovery. I am a truly blessed addict named Rick. And sometimes God speaks the loudest when you don't say nothing at all. So I need you to do me a favor, right? And invite God in. Right? And what I'm asking you to do for me, without saying one word to the person next to you, just give them a hug. I guess we couldn't get that right. See, because sometimes God loves a sacrifice, but what's more important than sacrifice is obedience. And I want to thank the convention committee for allowing God to express himself in a group conscience and asking me, to humble myself and come. And for those who don't know, I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. My home group is on Sunday evenings at 4 o'clock. It's a tradition meeting. So if you're ever in town, stop on by. We'll welcome you. The G word. Now you got to be really, really mature and be a friend of God in order to call him G. In the process of me getting there, I had to do the steps. See, the steps is important in order for me to like understand who God is. I know God, but I really didn't know who he was. I mean, I was raised up in the church. My mother would take me to church early Sunday morning, and it seemed like Tuesday afternoon when we got out. But while I was in there, I got some kind of concept of who God was. I would sit in the church and say to myself, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to get high. They say in our literature that medicine, religion, and psychiatry was not sufficient for me. Sufficient means not enough. So I need to come to Narcotics Anonymous, and I also need to go to my place of worship, but I need to bring my butt right back here. Because God speak through people in the beginning. And the second step is a higher power step, not a God step. So God speaks through people, and that's where I get my evidence from to understand, like, he's working in your life. And when I come to believe, I can see that he's working in mine. And I go through the process of the steps with my sponsor. How many ain't got sponsors in here? Raise your hand. I want to make sure I'm in the right place. And it's essential that you get a God of your understanding. And when I went through the step process and I left the second step on my way to the third step, I was introduced to God. See, in the second step, they say you can call him the group, you can call it the program, and if you're mature enough, you can call him God. So in step three, it's straight up God. No more higher power for this addict. You know what I mean? I understand what God is capable of doing. I'm going to go a little behind the step process. Ongoing recovery is dependent on our relationship with a loving God who cares for us and will do for us what we find impossible to do for ourselves. So, whenever I get myself into something, I just can't get out unless I call on God. And I learned that when I went past my third step onto my sixth step. You know, the sixth step was kind of hard for me because I was acting out in all kind of ways. And it also told me that, like, you need to put your juice card down because you don't got no power to change nothing about you. You little dope fiend, you. And I kept acting out, and I kept acting out, and going back to the second step, it says that, like, until we were beaten, we become willing. So if I act out on all of these character defects that was in the sixth step, all my glaring ones, because I didn't need God to erase all of my character defects, otherwise I wouldn't need him. So I asked God to humbly, see, there's a difference between asking God for something and humbly asking him for something. Right? When you get in enough pain, you know what humble is. See, because I'm the type of guy that just wouldn't understand what the pain process was for me. I'm the type of guy that when I get in a lot of pain, I get real spiritual. You know, I'm not the only one. God, please get me out of this one. And once I understood that, like, all of these defects was causing me a lot of pain, not only me, but the other people that was in my life, it told me that, like, it said in the sixth step that I needed to let things go and not just slow down. Some things you just need to stop. But how can I stop something that I really love? Especially if it ain't no good for me. How can you stop it? Well, we finally get to the point where it's causing us too much pain. Then we'll stop. Well, I ain't going to say that like I'm a stop and stay stopped. I'm telling you how I got to the point of like understanding that like I need God in my life. And when I got him in my life, I understand that like I need to keep him there. I lost, listen, recovery is getting back that which was lost. And if I lost something, I need to know what it is that I lost. I didn't lose no house, no car, no gold, none of that stuff. I sold that. So actually, in all actuality, it wasn't lost. So I need to know what it is that I lost. What did I lose? I lost a relationship with God. And the step process allowed me to get it back. God is my friend. I'm in love under new management. He's guiding my life today only because I know the power of prayer. Listen, your prayer ain't got to be long. It's just got to be strong. So I'm going through the six and the seven step process because like I stopped some stuff that was causing me a lot of pain, right? And then like God eased the pain. I didn't realize that it was him that eased the pain. I just thought that I was doing some shit that because I stopped, the pain was supposed to stop. No. You need to understand that it was God that eased the pain into a point of comfort until I forgot about the pain. Then I'll pick it up again because I forgot the pain. But this time when I humbly ask God, he says, no, I'm not removing nothing until you are entirely ready to have it removed. And you ever been in an airplane and you hear the pilot get on the air loudspeaker and say, well, listen, we can't land right now because we're in a holding pattern because like it's air turbulence and we can't come down. God puts me in a holding pattern just so I can learn the lesson of the pain that I got myself back into. God is so awesome, right? He's so bad that he remains anonymous in this program. And I say that because God don't have no last name. His last name is not Damn It. No, I'm telling you. Keep using it and see what happened to you. That's my belief. Just, look, that's my stuff. But I'm telling you, I don't do it because when I do, I face rough roads. And wonder why I'm facing a rough road. Because God don't have no last name. I'm in this pain. And I want to come out of it. And I continue to see when you take your will back, because God allows it in the third step. I forgot about something in the sixth. This is why he allows me to take my will back. And once I take my will back, he allows me to do whatever it is I want to do. He loves me so much that he allows me to do it. But yet, he still keeps his hand on me. You ever look back at your using days and the things that you used to do, you understand that God still had his hands on you? I'm talking about, why was it me who stood there when my boy got shot and it wasn't me? standing right beside me. God had his hands on me because he had an assignment for me to do later on down the road. But I had to go through the process first. I went through this process and I want to get out of this pain and I just can't, because once you take your will back from doing something that God has took from you, and when you pick it up again, you're going to cry a bigger tear to have it removed again. Ask me, because I know. I get to the seventh step and I know that, like, I'm doing the right thing for the right reason, you know, except for the area that I don't want God to mess with. You know, like relationships. I just don't want him to bother that, because I'm doing all right with it, even though I'm in a little pain. It's just a little pain that, like, she put me in because, like, I wasn't doing what she told me to do. The first step said a moment control is even suggested. I'm out of control. I become the terrorist and she becomes the hostage. So I'm going through the process and I'm starting to understand, because God has kept removing the pain. Now, see, when you do something to your best friend will leave you. God won't leave you. Your best friend will let you down. Your sponsor will let you down. I can't put people on high expectations. I can't give people I can't understand why you want to put conditions on me when I give you stuff. God has no conditions when he calls himself loving me. And I go through this process, and now I know what a friend is, because the first friend that I ever had always told me, don't hang with Squeaky and Boo Boo. That was my friend. My mom. She was my friend. Because she stuck with me through thick and thin, to the point where she became my enabler. Because she kept forgiving me for the stuff that I had done to her. Anybody ever done anything to their mom where their mother just said, and she kept forgiving me over and over and over and over again. That's love. That was my inkling of love, and I didn't understand it because I was too immature, because I always wanted Squeaky and Boo Boo to like me. Squeaky and Boo Boo was my friend. But every time I got something and gave it to them, when it was gone, they left. So now I know, I got an inkling of what a friend is. My mom, listen, my mother, her name was Carrie, right? And she became my friend so much, her nickname was Mom. Mom. That's a nickname. Not mother. Mom. Mom. So I'm like living this thing called Narcotics Anonymous, and I go through the eighth and the ninth step, because I had to make amends, because God wasn't going to really allow me to move on until I made some amends. So I had a list about 3 miles long. And he says, you're not going anywhere until you make some of these. And I begin to start making them, and he began to put people up in front of me that he wanted me to make amends to. I don't have to go looking for nobody, for real, for real. Because when the opportunity comes up, it be God placing them there just for me to be obedient to what he wants me to do. So I do that. And now that I do that, now I come to the maintenance part. I'm spiritually fit now. After the ninth step, I become spiritually fit, a spiritual awakening. Now the tenth step says, I need to condition and maintain this spirituality that God has given me, which means that I have a lot of empathy for other people now. I don't do the same thing that I used to do to you that I did to you. But when I get self-centered, I probably do it to somebody else. Another name on the list. I'm not worried about my yet. I'm worried about my agains. So I'm like in this spiritual maintenance thing, right? And like I'm doing the prayer before I even get to the 11th step. Because y'all taught me how to pray when I first came in here with the serenity prayer. Y'all said, God, grant me the serenity. Hold up. That's powerful right there. God, grant me the serenity. Now, I'm the type of person that like to look up words. Grant means a loan that you don't have to pay back. Serenity means a state of being at peace. So when I say that, I'm asking God for a loan. God, loan me some peace. Because I can't understand, or I can't, like, the person next to me just is out of whack, and I just want to control some stuff. Grant, loan me some peace. But you need to understand, like, prayer without action is no prayer. So now God is starting to give me some stuff. Spiritual stuff. I ain't talking about no monetary stuff. Stuff that I can get and it'll come and go in a heartbeat. I'm talking about some spiritual stuff. Empathy. Compassion, understanding, hope, all that stuff. And that's the stuff I pray for today. I don't pray for patience. I don't know about nobody else. I do not pray for patience. The minute I start praying for patience, stuff just get all out of whack. And then God said, well, you asked for patience. Now it's time to practice. So instead of me praying for patience, I pray for peace, which manifests patience. See, if you're not, you won't understand that if you don't have a connection or be closely associated with God. It's a danger not being closely associated with God. I remember 5 minutes. I wish I had some time. I remember my mother used to have us in the backyard and like she had us clean up the backyard and plant seeds. We would hold the yard, we would turn the dirt, we would like throw the seeds down, we would cover the seeds and pour water over the seeds. And the whole purpose of the water being poured over the seeds, so when the seeds soaked up the water, the outer casement of the seed will burst and break open. So the inner light in the seed can come out. And see, God has no regard for what's going on the outside. What he wants to do is go on the inside so the inner light in me can come out. My esteem used to be the gold stuff. You know, gold, all the gold up here. You know, I used to wear hoodies and the gold used to stick out like that, right? That was my self-esteem at one point, right? But today, I'd rather you not see the gold on me, but the God in me. And being that like God is so awesome, right? I need to understand like God is forever there. Gift. G-I-F-T. God is forever there. So I need to understand that, like, now that, like, he's my friend, I can call him G. G. You need to understand one more thing, and then I'm going to close it up. God's voice is different from yours. God's voice is different from yours. If I was to call you on the phone, I know you because me and you have a relationship that I call you every day. And when I pick up the phone, listen, I won't have to say, who is it? But if I don't know you and you call me, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, who is it? But when you get to know God, you understand what his voice is saying to you. You won't have to say, who is it? You ain't got to figure it out. It ain't a whole big old rocket science stuff. Listen, when God say move, you better move. I don't know if anybody got anything out of what I said. And I asked God, see, because I like to cuss. And I asked God to, like, keep me, refrain me from using profanity when I'm talking about him. I didn't say a cuss word today. Thank you, G. He do just what I ask him to do, but I need to put the effort in doing it. Thanks for letting me share.
I'd like to thank the speaker. Our next speaker, forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong.
Sorry.
Elchis.
Elester.
Elester.
I'm an addict and my name's Elester. And for the grace of God and the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, I'm clean today. And for that, I am truly grateful. That's one of my G words. Gratitude. First of all, I want to extend a warm welcome if you're new to Narcotics Anonymous. I want to let you know that just for the day, you never have to use again. Also, I want to let you know that this program is the best thing that ever happened to me. Listen, 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 listen. Here go my gift. This is my gift for my 45-year-old birthday today. G word, a gift. A gift called life. This my gift, the love that I feel in this room. I just want to thank you for loving me in my condition. I just want to thank you for showing me a way out. Listen, new person, let me tell you something. I got here January 15th, 1988. Broken, battered, and bruised. No hopes, no dreams, no aspirations. There's no left and right. Listen, I'm like the literature. And just for the day, as new members, this was me. The talk of God rebound me. I don't want all that God stuff. I just want to stop using. Tell me what I need to do to stop using. Let me tell you what I love about Narcotics Anonymous. It meets you at the level of your need. So if you're a new person and the talk of God repay you, we sorry. Because the literature says that we should never do anything to run the newcomer out. Then my job is always get to the newer person. Look, I can tell you how great he is because I know he's great. Most everybody in this room know he's great. Because I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for his greatness. But when I got here, I got these experiences that the literature talk about. My brokenness was a direct result of my spiritual. It talks about in the literature that each of us is free to work out the concept of a higher power for us. So most of us, I'm one of the most. I was suspicious. I was susceptible. Listen to this. Because of my disappointment with religious experiences. It says that we need to avoid self-deception. Listen to what it says. Arrogance and self-righteousness. We need to remember that this is a spiritual, not religious program called Narcotics Anonymous.
Come on now.
And listen, you do, it says, listen, let me tell you what it says. In the same page, just for today, page 88. That getting a godly understanding is a project. Look, it says you need help. So my first G word was the biggest help I ever got was the power of the group. Listen, I didn't have to come here. Listen, this was the only place that I could ever come and tell somebody that I had, like, denounced God when I was 13 years old. So all that God stuff, save it for somebody else. I want to let the new person know it's all right because, listen, I'm just like the literature. My life is just curtailed to the literature. I really got mad when I opened up the book and saw people talking about me. I said, somebody must got an inside scoop. Listen, I did not know what I was suffering from. I'm not even one of them ass who came here to stop using all the people talking about how beat it. I came out the house. I was like, this is crazy. I just wanted to stop using one particular drug. I didn't never want to stop drinking. I didn't never want to stop smoking. All I wanted to do was stop using one particular drug because that's the only, listen to how stupid I was. That's the only thing I could see. I couldn't say nothing else. You know why I love this fellowship? You know why I got so much gratitude? Because my word, my G word is gratitude for this fellowship. Because I got here and I heard for the first time in my life what was really wrong with me. Nobody never told me that I had a disease. I didn't have no clue that I had a disease. I thought I had a moral deficiency. Boy, I'm relieved. I'm relieved. I don't know about nobody else. Just not having a moral deficiency was good enough for me. See, I had a secret, so all that God stuff didn't come, but mine came over a period of time. I didn't get there overnight. I'm sorry, I just didn't get there. And I don't even think I got there the first time through the stuff. Listening to the 11th step in the fact book, I'm just like the book, I'm telling y'all. I'm one of the people who had to change gods. Yeah. Because this is what I came in here with. I was exposed to many ideals, right? New ideals. And we find that new ideals come directly from our own knowledge of spiritual matter. One of my problems is I didn't know what spiritual matter is. I was mixing religion and dogma with God, because they said we use the God word loosely. I was mixing it. I didn't know what spirituality was. I didn't know what spiritual matter is that talks about in the introduction. That this disease, listen, I was caught up in a dilemma, Tanya. You hear me? A body, mind, spirit. I had to come to first before I came to. I would never stay if I didn't get no gifts out of this joint. I'm sorry. Newer person, I got gifts immediately. And listen, I'm the type of addict, because I didn't understand spiritual and matter. I need to see. And I thank y'all for the evidence. Thank you for the new car. Because if I didn't see you with no new car, I'd be swear you still smoking. Thank you for the jury. Thank you for going back to school and getting a high school diploma. Because I listened to talk about most of us didn't even graduate. Not one of them. Went back to school and got a high school diploma. People act like that ain't nothing. That's a big deal for an addict like me. Thank you for a driver's license. You know I was looking. Before I got my driver's license, I was like, look, y'all, look. I needed the evidence. It's nice when you get somewhere else and you begin to levitate. Nice. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't levitate in Narcotics Anonymous. One thing about this disease, there ain't no known cure. None. So you can get as gaudy as you want to. It's still going to smack you down like a basketball. And you still got to come back up. That's why I just like to stay humble. Because humble is what humble does. I know what I suffer from. Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. Today. And I know the nature of my disease. They want me to listen to me. No, this the real ambush. It wants me to get so spiritual that it can use my spirituality against me. Next thing you know, it'd be telling you to leave. That's the disease of addiction. Anything that tell you to leave, narcotics is the disease of addiction. How you gonna leave somewhere ain't got no known cure? Let me tell you the nature of my disease, how powerful it really is. Let me tell you, especially when you get time. It will ambush me. It will tell me go out there and chase what I couldn't even fit in. See, this program affords you to get out of your wildest dreams. You hear me?
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But we're dealing with spiritual matter. Spiritual matter is what I can't see. Now listen, new person, let me tell you something. Don't worry about spiritual matter. Just worry about not using. Because I'm going to tell you something. When it becomes about not using, you just miss the whole message. Because this is only one way to keep from returning to active addiction. Not to take the first drug. And let me tell you, it might be only one way to keep returning, but there's many ways to return. And spiritually, you take this program and you mix it with dogma and religion and call it a spiritual program, you will be in trouble. This disease loves that. It loves that cockiness, me and God against the world. You better go sit down. Oh, I know, I've done it. I got initials in front of my name. I got initials in the back of my name. And guess what? Only for God to say, huh? Now get back over there where you belong at. I don't, look, I do this. That's why I don't have to come to Narcotics and tell you about the goodness of God and all he does for me. I got somewhere else I can go. They said, because we be covering an atmosphere of respect for one another's beliefs. And my primary purpose is nobody dying. I don't have to worry about who get what because I'm just an instrument. And God, you play your beautiful music. Because I can't save nobody. I'm just grateful he saved me. Listen, the catch 22 really is that you got to give this away in order to keep it. I got to remember how broken, battered, and bruised I was. I got to remember all the birthdays I was so torn from the floor up that I wouldn't even be able to stand and be grateful for the breakfast that I had. Listen. I got to remember that y'all love me in my condition because this disease will make you forget and get self-righteous and be somewhere talking about me. I'm going to the spiritual place and the left hand and your body's still here. The literature says you got to be careful to not to stand up for non-existent virtues. Calling it God, it really is you. One thing I learned in this process, and I think, though, I thank God for the gift of sponsorship. I never share without talking about sponsorship.
Come on.
I thank God for the gift of sponsorship. I have to have somebody lead me because my mind is not my friend. My mind will make me fit in my body and I'll be destroying myself just to look good out here and the whole time I'm dying on the inside. This program, it says, is meaningless unless I live it. And we ain't talking about higher living. We're talking about higher living. What is my living? My body, my mind, and my soul. The thing you see here that I'm so grateful for, that I can appreciate, and I'm not going to hurt. I did enough damage to my body. I did enough damage to my mind. That's why I'm a book reader. I need to restore the things I lost. I'm telling you, any given moment, forget exactly what you was talking about. You know this thing, boy. Be like, damn. You'd be like an old person, but damn. What was I just saying? Oh, you got to write down notes. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Because you don't even have to have your mind. Listen, if I would have got what I deserve, I wouldn't have a mind. I wouldn't have no hands. I wouldn't have no eyes. I wouldn't have no feet. I wouldn't have no breath. If I would have got what I deserve, I would have got a casket. But because it's love, he talked about grace. That's an automatic gift. Listen, it wasn't nothing I had to do. I'm not nobody special in Narcotics. You know what happened for me? What happened for countless others in this room? It said, I do not have to understand this program to work as we do recover. All I got to do is follow direction. And most addicts' problem is having a problem following somebody else's direction, want to get something of their own. I'm so glad that I don't have to spend most of my day being self-consumed. Me, 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 me. Boy, it's a hell of a thing being self-consumed all the time. Your mind racing. Listen, I'm talking about the gratitude that this program has given me. You hear me? Listen, if you're new here, the war is over. Y'all be getting to hear me. This is not Issues Anonymous. This is recovery. Black people get to their own understanding. Don't be pushing all that stuff on them so quick. They're running them back out the door. And the ones that got something, they're leaving out the door because they think they got something. You ain't got nothing. This is a Just for the Day program. Everything that's meaningful to me is right now in this moment. You don't know what's going on. He might walk up crippled. Then what? See how good your God is then when you're crippled. So I don't worry about tomorrow. Today, this day, so y'all just don't know, this day is just so good enough. I would not, listen, and I'm not just saying this, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I would not rather spend my birthday any other way. Because they told me at 16 years old I wasn't going to leave. Listen, I just turned 45. Oh. That, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm 45 and proud. Because I wasn't supposed to make it to 16. I got to this fellowship 26 years old. Josh has changed the condition and the quality of my life. Listen, I got something to work with on the days I ain't got nothing. When I'm feeling helpless, yeah, still. Because people try to get up and act like they have all that much they arrive. You ain't arrived. I got something that I can work in my life that's written so simply I can follow it in my daily life. I got something to work with when I didn't have nothing to work with. So there's going to be days when you wake up and you be like ungrateful. Well, get up. I told somebody today, get up. Put your eyes and walk to the bathroom. You'll get grateful by the time you sit on the toilet. It don't take much for me. Go to the window, pull the window up, and breathe. You're amongst the living. You need to be grateful. You know what's even more beautiful than that? To wake up and not come too tired. See, sometimes we forget the small things that really are big things. Man, all I ever wanted again was to be loved. Do you know the love that's generating from y'all to me? I was just crying because I was just thinking about how all I ever wanted was the love. And right now the love, oh, that's generating from y'all to me. Boy, oh boy. And listen, I understand it's the God in you touching the God in me. And guess what? That's good enough. I ain't got to go all the way out there to levitate. A lot of times I realize in the years that I've been here, I missed the blessing because look, I'm looking all somewhere else and looking all outside in the universe and it's right here. All I got to do is look next to me and be grateful that I got somebody to hug. You so warm. Do you know what I let you say about a hug? Make all not something different. A-L-L. Make all the difference in the world. It ain't about what the God you see in me. It's about, am I emulating the God that I say I serve? Am I showing his love and his grace and his mercy? Because that's what? If I don't, I can't expect God to love me if I don't love nobody else. I can't expect him to have grace on me today if I'm revengeful, all jammed up, all messed up. Oh, they, this, they. Who the hell is they? I'd like to know who is they. I really do. They this and they that. They what? You are they. We are they. There's so much time about what they think. You are they think. Oh, man. I am so grateful, Karen, for the program that all I got to do is live it. I only got to live it just for the day. You know, it's so much easier just living it for 24 hours. I ain't got to live it for the rest of my life. I don't know why you wake up and just, look, I take all day, every day, most days, just appreciating that day. Because the liturgy talks about if you miss the blessing of the day, you miss the present. They say living just for the day relieves us from the burden of our past and the burdens of our future. Man, I ain't going to be blessed when I feel. I'm not missing my blessing all day today. I appreciate the gift, the G word. It could be the gift. It could be gratitude. It can be God if you feel like it being God. It ain't got to be God if you don't want it to be. Don't be letting nobody scare you. God, you ain't got to get nothing. You just stay clean. Just stay clean. I'm telling you, all I did was just stay clean, and wonderful things happened to me. And let me tell you something. It didn't happen because I did so much work. It happened because I just stayed in position. Come on. I just ain't used no matter what. They say, don't use no matter what. Okay, I got that. I won't do it. Because a clean room is the best room for growth. Don't even think you're going to be perfect and be levitating. You're in trouble. God didn't send me to Narcotics Anonymous to be God. God sent me to Narcotics Anonymous to appreciate the things that he used, people, places. And listen, I had a disregard for people, places, and things. What? It ain't about me. It ain't important. That's how self-consumed I was today. You know, I love all y'all. But if it's somebody in this room just getting here, you the one I'm focusing on. I'm telling you. You the one I'm letting you know that the war is over. You the one I'm letting you know they don't get no better than this. I'm trying to tell you, this is the last house on the block. You just stay here long enough, your life will change. I'm telling you, you ain't look. You the one I'm letting you know, get a sponsor and get a home group. Look, I'm getting Narcotics Anonymous message. I ain't got to be adding no flavor and all that stuff. I'm just telling you what I did. Real simple. You do the same stuff. We do recover. It ain't all hard. See, I recover in an atmosphere of respect for one another's beliefs. That's why I'm not, you know, I don't be throwing God loosely and all that. Now, you ask me to pray. That's another thing. Y'all know how I am. You ask me to pray. I'm praying in my belief if you ask me. But that's personal. You know what I mean? But I don't come in here and try to taint the atmosphere in Narcotics Anonymous. If the books say the talk of God repels the newer person, it's my responsibility to show the love, not repel them. Mine's. I don't want to. Listen, I know how broken, battered, and bruised I was, Karen. I hated the talk of God. I really was ready to leave because I said this must be a religious cult or something. But I want to let you know, newcomer, it's not like that. This is not a religious cult. If you want to get one, get one. If you don't, you don't have to. All we're trying to do is show you how to live. And a part of living, if you work the steps in Narcotics Anonymous, you ain't even got to worry about that. The program in Narcotics Anonymous is so awesome and dynamic. If you work the steps, it'll take you from disconnection to reconnection. You ain't got to do the work neither. The program get the glory, not me. Most days, it's the God that understand me. I don't understand him. He be too awesome. We like, don't. You're going crazy trying to figure out who's talking. Especially who's talking with. Check out his four voices. Mine, the disease of addiction, the lower power in God. Now, I don't have time to be figuring out who it is. Because most days, I get my disease, God, and the lower power twisted. Most days. Know how I know when it's God speaking? When he speaks through you. That's my most easiest piece. That's my most easiest piece. When I'm going against the grain, and yet, listen, I might be kicking and screaming. You know how we do, Frank. But we know when we out of line. And you care enough about me, because they say those who care enough about recovery will show me the way. I'm going to have to hurt your feelings, but y'all saved my life. Hurt mine. Because this has been hurt so many times. Sometimes I don't think I have those kind of feelings no more. And I'm grateful because we do recover in the emotional area too. Yes. I hurt myself. Oh, God. Oh, sit down somewhere. Goodness gracious. You know what I mean? Because we miss a lot of recovery sometimes. It's physical, mental, emotionally, and spiritually. So, if you're new again, I just want to welcome you. I want to tell you, strap down. You in for the ride of your life. I'm telling you. And don't even, you ain't even got to figure out it. You don't even got to be the way you want to do it. They say if you do what we do. And every meeting I go to say if you want what we have to offer. That's when I kept saying offer. Because anything offering I want. You know what I mean? For real, I was greedy. I like money. If they say offering, I said offering. Okay, offering. I didn't even know what offering meant. For real. I looked at it like when somebody was giving you something, you know what I mean? So if they giving you something, they're saying, you want what we had to offer, and you're willing to make the effort to get it, Then you ready to take certain steps? Okay, something in them steps. I'm going to do what they say do. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be real honest with you. They really ambushed me. I didn't know this was going to happen. For real, for real. If you read the 12 steps, it says the last thing I expected was awakening of my spirit. All I wanted to do was stop using. I didn't even have no idea that this was going to happen. That's why I'm so grateful. For real. I already know the real truth. Let me say this and I'm going to be quiet. You know what? When I get in God's presence, you know what really happens to me? You know what really happens to me, Scott? I realize how messed up I really am. And that he loves me so much. That it sometimes, you know what he wants for me? When I can't even begin to conceive the one for myself. So I keep coming. I ain't one of the people who arrived. I'm sorry, I just ain't. As soon as you think you arrive, he changes the whole script. You say, oh, you arrived? Okay. That's why they talk about levels. That's why they talk about growing in grace in our literature. You know what I mean? Leverage that. From grace to grace. You know, one thing I love about Narcotics Anonymous, it was the only place that I could come and reveal my secret. Crawford, I denounced God when I was 13 years old. It was the only place you could come and admit you hate God in order to find him. So if you knew, don't front. Don't be coming to God to deliver you. We know the truth. Because I found out this in Narcotics Anonymous, that people who have God don't kill themselves. There's a difference in knowing him and being in a relationship with him. And that thing is ongoing. I am nowhere where I want to be in my relationship with God. But I'm far away from where I used to be. And guess what? Crawford, that is good enough for me in this day. I don't play all that old levitation and all that stuff. That stuff I have you on the outside looking in. I don't need to come here no more. And then you believe it and can't nobody tell you the truth. Anything, good, bad, or indifferent, removes this addict that they have a disease that don't have no known cure from the process of recovery is my disease. Because I'm going to tell you something, the more time you get in here, the more you better be careful. Amen. Everybody getting so spiritual. Everybody levitating. Levitate your butt right back to the first step in the front seat. And if you ain't got a sponsor, because there's a whole lot of us claiming sponsorship and ain't being God. When the last time you talked to him? When the last time you took some direction? Good orderly direction, the G word. You know what direction is? Doing what you don't want to do. I told you, don't go over there, don't go over there. Oh, they need to have experience. Oh, they shut up. That is not what our literature say. And we do recover. It says you do not have to understand this program for it to work. All you need to do is follow direction. If your sponsor say you need some outside help, guess what? My sponsor is the closest thing to God than God himself. Because recovery comes from the God of understanding. So if she said, keep your legs shut, put a quarter between them, I kept my legs shut and put a quarter between them. And that quarter has afforded me to appreciate myself so much power. I ain't giving myself to nobody unless they go. Oh, they gotta listen. Giving my precious self to nobody. Do you know that life is meaningless without me? Do you know that I am my greatness? And when you get to that place, that's then and only then, you won't hurt nobody else and you won't let nobody hurt you. All the rest of that stuff is talk. Anybody can talk. Because how you living is how you treating you. Because if you ain't hurting you, it's a possibility that you ain't hurting nobody else. My friends know me. I ain't hurting me, and I ain't letting my friends hurt them neither. I will befriend you. I'll befriend you, but I will leave your friendship alone too. Because enough is enough. I don't care what nobody says. If don't nobody take a stand in your life and tell you to get yourself together, they really ain't your friends. Yeah. Friends don't let friends die.
That's right.
Friends help them to grow up so they can be the man and woman that God wants them to be. And sometimes it takes a nice little swift kick in your ass to become the person that you want God wants you to be. Let somebody who loves me tell me they don't want to be bothered with me. Guess what I'm going to do? Change. 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 Because if you wait on your selfish, self-centered, self-righteous self to change, you'll be waiting forever. For real. Because I'm a person who likes to fit in my own skin. I will lie to myself, lie again, put a skirt on it and a bandage, put a tuxedo on it, all to know that I'm still lying. Boyfriend say, come up here and tell the truth. I ain't come to tell the truth. I come to get honest. Because anybody can tell the truth. Truth get the guilt off you, but you still get the ticket. Honesty get the guilt and shame off you, but you never get a ticket. I'd rather be honest. Because, Jairus, you know me. I ain't get no tickets. I'm sorry. I don't do tickets. I do what this program has afforded me. To live happy, joyous, and free. And I want to thank everybody in this room for making my 45-year-old birthday the specialest birthday for me for this moment. I don't have to worry about the one that I ever had. And, you know, the continent. Right now, y'all ain't got to call no names. Y'all know I love y'all with everything in me. Why? Because y'all have loved me with everything in you. Thanks for letting me share.
I'd like to thank most speakers for their